Good. So now we'll do a brief meditation on motivation. So ask yourself, why am I doing these practices? And come up with a list. And then stay in the meditation while you do this. And now go ahead and imagine those outcomes. What does that look like in your life? Maybe greater wisdom, greater happiness, greater ease in life, easier interpersonal relationships. So imagine the details of that now. And now notice how when all your needs are met, when you're healthy, wise, happy, etc., that there's this kind of natural opening up towards others, this quality of generosity, interest, concern, and delight in others. So now see that in a visualization as well. Keep seeing the details of that. Now really feel that in the body. See how this is what the outcome will be. Really feel this, have faith. See yourself living a full life. Good, now wrapping that up. Also, I just want to check, is the audio okay? Eve, I can see you. Is the audio good? Okay, cool. All right, great. Okay, so as usual, we'll do a 3-minute lecture as to what we're going to cover today. Today's meditation is not going to be any different than like last week or the week before. It's the same deal. So, and really kind of drawing on Bruce Eckert's work about memory reconsolidation. We're going to bring up this old, we're going to do a relaxation bit. Then we're going to bring up this kind of negative schema. And then the way to find the negative schema is just like, you know, look back over the last week, you know, what triggers have come up for you? What issues? What's kind of like some sort of life pattern that's kind of problematic, that's kind of a bit of a self-sabotage. And then, so you're going to pull that up and then you're going to really come into that space and occupy the schema. You're going to see the world from your schema. You're going to see yourself from your schema and make it explicit. Like, oh, I know that the world is this problematic way, and I know I am this problematic way, and I then need to respond kind of desperately in this, again, kind of dysfunctional way to this belief. And we're going to see that. Not pushing it away. And actually, and this is important, noticing the coherence, structure, and even in a sense, like kind of beauty of the schema, right? It's just seeing how it all colors the whole world. Then we'll find a time in childhood or in earlier, in life earlier, generally speaking, where we feel that that learning took place. And that doesn't have to be a real event. It can be a made up kind of amalgamated scene. And then we'll have our imaginal parents come and give us compassion, right? Receive and respond to us in just the right way to help us move through it. And then we're at the end, we'll emphasize the like a kind of disconsonant. We'll have an emotionally relevant experience that will pattern over the old schema in a way that is dissonant with the old schema. And that will actually help us push out this old belief by patterning over it with a new experience. But what's really important is what we're focusing on is emotional learning. This is emotional learning. And then you need to have the actual experience to have the emotional learning. It's not conceptual or intellectual. Okay, I think that's basically it. So any really pressing questions this very moment about that? And also good to see everybody. There are sufficiently few people on the call that I'll say hello to everybody. Hey Robert, hey Vera, hey Eve, hey Christoph, hey John, hey Ray, hey Pooja, hey Gabby, hey Jesus. Okay. All right, let's jump in there. Okay, so sitting up straight. Pushing the crown of the head up towards the ceiling. We're going to start with three really deep breaths, and we're going to retain each one. So go ahead and inhale very deeply, and then retain the breath below the navel. Exhale and extend the length of the exhale. Okay, now inhale very, very deeply. Retain. Exhale. Now, one last time, inhale very deeply and retain the breath below the navel. Exhale. Extending the length of the exhale and feeling more settled now. Now we'll do a body scan. This will help us settle and relax, but it'll also help us stay in contact with the body and the emotions, because again, we're trying to learn emotional lessons, experiential emotional lessons. So go ahead and feel the feet, legs, and hips. And now feel the abdomen rise and fall. Now feel the chest expand and contract. And now feel the shoulders and upper back. Really feeling that you're settling more and more. Now feeling the arms and the hands. And now feeling the head, neck, and face. And now take a deep, deep breath and feel the whole body all at once. And exhale, feeling the whole body all at once. Feeling this quality of dissolution and relaxation. Okay, good. And now what we're going to do is do a little bit of noting feeling states. So just noting your emotions in the body. And again, this will help us deepen the rest of the meditation. Maybe touch into and notice the emotions in the body. Could be in the stomach, heart, chest, shoulders, neck, face, head. Just note what's arising for you. sadness, poignancy, joy, whatever it is. Wherever it's arising. Okay, good, now letting that go. Okay, and so now find the schema, the negative belief that you want to work on. What bothered you this week? What was this kind of problem that came up for you this week that seems to often plague you, likely unconsciously? Okay, and now, so complete this sentence stem. The world is such and such way when I view it from the schema. And so now really come into the schema, believe it very naively, and kind of have the level of sophistication of a child or a teenager. It's like, oh, the world is such and such way that I need to act this way. Okay, and now fill this sentence in. I am such and such way. I am like this, and again, from the schema, in a very naive, unsophisticated way, I am this way. So the world is this way, and I am this way. This is likely a kind of negative way. And now, given that the world is this way and that you are this other way, how do you need to respond? So you've got to respond to this. And how is it that you respond from the schema? Again, put this in kind of naive, unsophisticated language. Really coming into that and allow yourself to feel this completely. And now feel how uncomfortable this is. This is a hard way to live your life. Also, just have a sense of compassion towards yourself. And also know that this is just from certain lessons that you learned, just conditioning. This isn't truly who you are. And now, float back to childhood. So imagine yourself floating back on a timeline, back to childhood, or maybe even earlier in adulthood. When did you learn this lesson? That the world is this way, you are this way, and you need to respond in this other way to manage it. And so now bring up that scene, and it can be a real scene or it could be a made up scene. It can be a kind of reconstructed scene. It doesn't have to be true. We're working on semantic memory, not episodic memory. And now, where are you? Who are you with? How old are you? And how do you feel back in this memory? This is likely pretty upsetting. And now really see how this schema got cemented in just due to these experiences. And these experiences are not you. And now have the imaginal parents come in. And they can either take care of you in the scene, or they can remove you from the scene. Either one is fine. Do what's best for you. And now this part is very clear. These imaginal parents are on your side. They see it from your perspective. They totally support you. And they want to know what this was like. They see that this is upsetting. And also, it is a complete delight for them to support you in this way. So go ahead and develop that scene. That's right, keep going. They really get it. And they receive you and respond to you in just the right way. Keep going. Caring for you in this way is a total joy for these parents. You don't have to worry about their mental states or about being rejected. That would never happen. Also, notice how attentive they are. They really see what's coming up for you. That's right. They really get it. I support you in just the right way. And they see how, you know, this is upsetting. They validate your emotional response, but they invalidate the negative learning. If you think something bad about yourself or bad about the world, they know that's not true. But they also know how it's completely natural that you would think that given these experiences you had. And they just guide you through this in such a way that you're seen, known, understood, comforted, and freed from this negative belief. Keep going. Such a joy for them to be with you in this way. Endlessly available. They really get it. That's right. And also they can see how you're going to be just fine. You're going to move through this beautifully. But don't take that as they're rushing you. You can take as much time as you need. And now, if this makes sense for you, you can go back to this scene with your parents and they can take a corrective action and you can also participate. If someone treated you poorly, that person can be confronted. They'll apologize, they'll see what they did, they'll see how it wasn't your fault. Or if it was some sort of like, you know, maybe an accident or a death, that's also resolved in some sort of way. And to be clear, you can be totally magical around this. So go ahead and develop that scene now. Really feel into how you have an advocate here. You're being supported in just the right way. Now, again, make sure the corrective action happens. Maybe the other person apologizes. Maybe the bad thing never happens and a good alternative happens. Instead, develop that scene now. Keep developing that scene in such a way to really get the corrective emotional experience that you need. Now maybe that scene is completing. And now you and the imaginal parents kind of start taking leave from that scene. And this scene where this negative learning happens starts getting very, very small in the distance as you kind of float back to the present moment. And now your imaginal parents also help you take perspective. They say, yeah, this thing happened. This was upsetting. This left a negative mark on you. But this was just learning, a negative learning. This is not you. This other person or this situation was just problematic. And it was just incidental that you were involved. And it's very clear to you how you can now start letting this go. And now create an aspect in the scene that very directly disconfirms the old schema, the old negative schema. This could be kind of the positive opposite or another, an experience that's very dissonant with the old schema. So this could be being delighted in, this could be being supported, being protected, being valued, having your desired impact on the world. Go ahead and develop that scene now. You can do that with the imaginal parents or in some other scene, or you can bring up actual real events from your life that disconfirm that original negative schema. So really feel into that. Feel how this is so true for you. And now touch into the earlier negative schema again. See how it no longer makes sense. And now feel into your new belief, your new experience. Really feel it in the body. Feel how this makes so much more sense for you. Feel how it's so much more true, and you can see it now. And now notice what the implications for the rest of your life are. See how there's your life will take on this coherence now with this new positive schema. It's like, yeah, you can see how you can just step into your adult life, that you'll get the responses from the world, from others that you want, that others will take joy in you, respond to you, will see you, be attentive to you, and that you'll reciprocate, responding to others, valuing others, understanding others. Go ahead and develop a scene that's consistent with this new positive schema and really feel it in the body. See how this is such an easier way to live life. And now also notice this healthy pride that you have in yourself. You know what you want. You know what you're about. You know what your interests are. And you know how to go after them. And then you get the responses from life that you want. Go ahead and develop that scene now. This is such an easier way to live life. See that now. And now also notice how you have an augmented sense of agency. You've done this healing work on yourself. You've seen, you've gotten insight into yourself. You've repatterned one of your deep schemas. And now notice how that reiterates and confirms the sense of agency and control in your life in a really positive way. Feel into that now. Okay, good. And now let's look back think back to this old negative schema of yours. Recognize how this is so common. So many others have had similar experiences to you and have carried this kind of these negative learnings just like you have. And now notice how you understand the suffering that this caused you. See that now. And now reflect, oh, this must cause the same suffering in others. And now also notice this desire of yours, this very wholesome desire to just not suffer and to be happy, to be free of negativities. See how that desire is completely blameless. Good. And now, desire for all beings that they be liberated from this same type of suffering. You can reflect on the suffering of all beings in this way, around the schema on the in-breath. And then send out peace and well-wishing to all beings that suffer on the out-breath. So reflecting on the suffering on the in-breath and wishing well-being on the out-breath. You could even see others being reparented and soothed on the out-breath. That's right. And once again, reflect on the commonality, the camaraderie. See how you understand yourself. You understand your own suffering. And then to a limited and imperfect way, you understand others and their suffering as well. There's a shared experience. Good. And now for just a minute, reflect back on this session. What was this like for you? What did you learn? And you can say it out loud or silently. Rehearse these insights, feel into them. Okay, good. We'll start wrapping it up. But before we do, we can dedicate the merit. So may the fruit of this practice work through us in such a way that all beings benefit. And now bring the attention to the rising and falling of the abdomen. And now, opening the eyes halfway, but holding the attention on the abdomen. And now letting that go and opening up the eyes and coming back to the room. Okay. So we can take questions or comments or practice reports. So how did that go for people? And I'll need to go in about 6 minutes, but happy to take comments.
Hi, Cedric.
Oh yeah, go ahead, Eve, sure.
Thank you. That was very, very helpful. I guess I have to feel fine words to what my experience was, but It's just funny how I was resistant at first to replacing the old schema.
Sure.
Like the ideal parent had to take me kicking and screaming out of the situation.
Yeah.
But eventually I was, you know, and I knew they were right, but it just took a while for me to. So it was very interesting to open up that material to work on. Thank you very much.
Oh, sure. Thank you, Eve. Yeah. It's actually costly to just metabolically, it's costly to make a new sense of meaning out of the world. Right. And so the brain resists it. So you have to actually put in effort to repattern it. Sure. Yeah. Before everybody goes, let me just reiterate that next week we'll meet 25 hours earlier in the week, so it'll be on Friday mornings Eastern time, so it's 8 a.m Eastern on Fridays, not on Saturdays at 9 a.m so again 25 hours earlier for wherever you're at. And then also before we wait one second, let me just pull up, you know, tomorrow I'm leading a retreat. Let me just send the link to that. It's donation basis, it's on compassion, and we'll be basically doing that last piece of that reflecting on we'll do the sentence stems, we'll talk about the schemas, we'll go through the primary attachment schemas of mistrust, abuse, abandonment, defectiveness, emotional deprivation, and social isolation. We'll kind of understand that for ourselves and then develop and see how this is common for all beings or for many, and then we'll develop compassion towards ourselves and towards others around us. But let me put that in the chat. That's the link. Okay, cool. And then also the link for the weekly meditation is not changing. It'll be the exact same link. Okay, go ahead and speak up, Vera.
Yeah, thank you, Cedric. I'm sure. Curious to know, whenever we have these schemas which occur very often, can we do this process to ourselves? And
yes, definitely. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, or you can listen to a recording. Like, you know, we post these recordings on YouTube and also on my website. So, like, you know, just identify your schema and then go do a meditation on it. And then, you know, just keep going, like get in, like, I don't know, 50 meditations. And then by the time you've done it about, I don't know, somewhere between 10 and 50 times, I think you'll understand it well enough to where you can self-facilitate.
Yeah, thank you.
Sure, thank you.
What is the YouTube channel?
I think it's Attachment Repair. I think it's, you know, if you just put in Attachment Repair in YouTube, you'll find it.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Okay, we have time for one more comment or question.
Hey, Cedric, I just wanted to thank you. This was a really good one. I just felt able to follow like the whole way. Oh. I didn't feel a whole lot of dissociation, which sometimes I'll get. I had some resistance when, it is resistance, but I noticed like in receiving what the imaginal parents wanted to give me and that what I needed. Like there was, like I could feel like the blindness a bit, like the blind spots I had because, you know, we decide at a certain point, like it's safer to decide that, okay, my needs and desires aren't valid and, you know, they can't be met. So why bother? That kind of thing. So you shut it down.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So you don't actually know how to, you know, that energetic exchange happens and to be that vulnerable and open. So I noticed that, and just in the noticing, it helped soften that a bit, I think, and helped me just learn that and to have compassion for myself that this is like such a huge learning and I don't have to get it perfect. I don't like that didn't even come in, which surprised me because perfectionism is a big thing preoccupied kind of attachment. But and just the kind of how you ended it, something about that just seemed to flow more. It just seemed more organic to like come right out of it. And it was, I don't know, it was just beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Great. You know, the encouragement helped. Also to your point, it's like, yeah, of course. I mean, you know, of course there's resistance. Like it's interesting. Like one way I've heard resistance explained, resistance is what helps you manage life and not turn into a blob. It's like, yeah, you've got your way of seeing the world, and it's like actually really adaptive, and it takes a while to like reform this stuff, and it takes like this intentional practice to totally makes sense. Yep.
I was getting the message too, like adaptive, but it's important, you know, that we just like honor our unique. Like individuality, because it is a part of the whole and how everything works together. And it was just awesome.
Okay, great. Awesome. Okay. All right, y'all, I've got to run. Thank you for coming. It's a real pleasure for me as well. So, okay. See y'all 25 hours earlier next week. And then also for anybody that wants to come to the retreat, I'd happily have you come. All right. See y'all.
Thank you. Thank you, Cedric. Bye-bye.
Sure, thank you, Kapil. Okay, bye-bye.